Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's the birds bringing us back. And we got a couple of political birds joining us this half hour. Our good friend Rich Galen, he's a Republican, spins to the right, but not hard right. Our good friend and Democrat Bill Brandt, who spins to the left, but not hard left. We're talking about the campaigns, the conventions, and what we're going to do going forward. Rich, you're up next. I've quit second guessing Mr. Trump because he's so counterintuitive on so many things. I thought his campaign was over when he said what he did about McCain. It obviously wasn't. But I do believe that he's made a mistake in his strategy with Ohio. What do you think?
Well, his strategy in Ohio has been driven by the governor's strategy in Ohio, who has decided to keep the fight.
But I would be doing, I wouldn't let him, if it were me, if he were asking me what should we do, I would say I wouldn't let him do that. You got to go do whatever you got to do to get Mr. Kasich.
I mean, a governor in a state, especially Kasich, who's been around forever, I mean, what do you do to stop him? I mean, let me just say this. Out of the five polls that have been taken during this month in Ohio, four of them are tied. One is Clinton plus four. So we throw that one out. It's tied. And to show you how close it is, yesterday the firefighters in Ohio came out for Ted Strickland in the Democrat for Senate. And while the police came out and endorsed Portman, the Republican for Senate.
Right.
So Ohio is going to be decided by like 13 voters down in the southeast corner in Marietta.
In Blue Ash. 13 voters in Blue Ash, right?
So Marietta.
So, Bill, what do you think?
I'll boil it down simply because I think Rich speaks absolutely correctly. This election has two outcomes as a potential and two outcomes only. One is Trump squeaks by as a slight winner. The other is he loses on a scale equivalent to McGovern or Goldwater. There is no middle ground. He either gets lucky because there's a lot of mad people and angry people who are completely
and events. Don't
out.
Forget there are plenty of events that could happen, Bill.
Pardon me?
And events. Don't forget events.
Well, it's not just that. I think Trump isn't worried about micro-targeting and the rest of it, Jim, because
right.
he believes that there's enough anger that his voting base is going to turn out and they're going to vote like the
right.
English did in Brexit. They're out. They're going to vote mad.
Which
and
worries
and
me.
If that happens, he wins by a thin margin.
Which worries
if they don't
me, Bill.
Turn out, he's killed.
Because I believe the Democrats have enough big data, artificial intelligence, which is if this, then that. I believe they have enough of that they could elect a ham sandwich with their technology. Rich, what do you think?
Except that experience tells us that if Barack Obama's name is not on the ballot, that doesn't seem to have the desired effect. I mean,
really?
That's why Republicans have done so well in the two midterm elections, and he's not on the ballot. And what we saw last night, I think, was his opening gambit.
You think their data, their big data, and their technology is basically been basically because of Obama.
I think it's worked because Obama was on the ballot. I mean, they're very good at it. And they've got a lot of data, but getting those people out to vote, getting them energized, and these are constituencies that traditionally have not voted in very high percentages, but they came out in enormous percentages.
Let me ask one. I got one more question. I got to stick to Ohio for a minute. Rich, can Trump win without Ohio?
No.
Then, Bill, what do you think?
He cannot, but I think he can win Ohio.
Okay, so that's my good. That's my next question. Can he win Ohio without Kasich, Rich?
Oh, sure. Yeah, he can win Ohio without Kasich. But if he does, as Bill said, he's going to win by 11 votes or 13 votes, which. And if Hillary wins, it's going to be 72 or 84 again, and somebody's going to win 49 states.
Okay, Bill, you're up next. We're wrapping up. We've got a minute left. You got 30 seconds.
The short version is it's just like the Brexit vote in the UK. The Remain people had all the micro-targeting, too. The fact of the matter is if angry people are truly angry and they stay angry and show up, Trump wins. The micro-targeting, he either wins by 11 votes, as Rich says, or he loses huge. That's the only two outcomes that are possible here.
Mm-hmm. Rich?
Yeah, I don't disagree with any of that. We've all been wrong in trying to predict this thing going forward. And remember, we've got about a month off. We've got the Olympics and dead bodies floating up on the volleyball court,
right,
and that kind of stuff. But that's why we say these things start on Labor Day, and it's going to be one hell of a sprint to the finish.
Well, how much of a bounce will Hillary get out of the convention, Rich?
About the same bounce.
Oh, I think she'll get back whatever she lost. I mean, that's typical bounce is about 5%.
Bill, what do you think?
I think she'll get that.
She'll get the same bounce that he got out, 4-5%. Rich is right. You don't get much more. And it'll dissipate over the course of August because here come the Olympics. Everybody's going to be affected with Zika.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing.
Hey,
let's
guys,
see what happens after Labor Day. And Labor Day is early this year. It's
good job. Thanks for being here. We look forward to our next visit. Appreciate you guys. Rich Galen, Bill Brandt. Thanks, guys. Rich Galen, by the way, is Mullings.com, and Bill is DSI.biz. Check those out. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.